entertain? Are you not entertained?
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You're listening to the French Press Podcast, where we discuss events from our lives. Welcome to the French Press Podcast. This is episode 141. I'm Ruben, and Leighton is joining us via Skype. Leighton?
Hi.
And it is July 7th as of this recording. Eric is not joining us tonight, but in his place is a surprise guest, and it's Jeffy Miller. Jeffy, it's good to have you here.
Hey, it's good to be here.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Leighton, how's it going?
Good. It's going good.
We've got a couple items to discuss. We're going to start a new bit, a poll question for you guys to answer, and then we'll read it off the following week with your input on that. So we'll get to that a little bit later. There wasn't a poll this past week, but we'll have one coming up this next week, and I'll tell you what the poll is. Leighton, it's getting closer and closer to you coming home, so maybe you have an update for us. And Jeffy is just a brilliant guy, number one, so I'm sure he might have something interesting to share. And I guess, first off, do you mind when people call you Jeffy?
I really don't care. As long as it's not an insulting nickname, you can call me whatever you want.
Well, I mean it as an insulting nickname.
Well, hey, ball of wax. how you been?
Man. No, I have people call me anything and everything. I used to be called Shorts by Aaron Miller, which that one I did not appreciate at the time because I actually was considerably short. But nicknames don't really bother me that much.
Ruben, right. As far as I know, you're the only one that calls Jeff Jeffy.
Yeah. As far as I know as well.
So, yeah.
I've also got some exciting news. There's this event going on called Excelling in Fatherhood. And so we have a little update for you on that. It's a seminar that I got some details for you that I'm sure you'll find interesting. So before we get to what's happening with Leighton, I guess let's just talk about the poll. And the poll question for this upcoming week is going to be, should anyone have a ringback tone? And this is inspired by Leighton, because Leighton has the most annoying ringback tone that you could imagine.
It is a classic.
Here's the problem with a ringback tone is that it sounds horrible. No matter what song or sound it is, it's broken up, it's staticky, and it's cringeworthy.
Well, yeah, like the song is of low quality. No matter what song you have, it's going to sound terrible.
So I'll state my opinion right now is that no one should have a custom ringback tone. But you can vote on it. It'll be over on the Facebook page. You can head over there and vote. And there'll also be a link on the website. So, yeah, you have that, your input on that, and then we'll discuss it the upcoming week and see what the majority of people think about it. And you can also leave a comment, too. I guess that would be helpful, too, with your vote.
Leighton, how long have you had that specific ringback tone?
Oh, since, like, my first phone.
Okay, I thought I remembered it from way back in the days, glory days of high school.
I got my first phone when I was 16, and so it's been at least 7 years, if not 8 years.
All right, I want to talk about this Excelling in Fatherhood seminar coming up. And Leighton, I'm sending you a text message right now with like the flyer for it.
Okay.
And so if you check out your phone, you can check it out, and I'll just kind of go through the details of it. It's put on by Deeper Life Ministries in Plain City, Ohio, and it starts, it's November 12th, so it's this fall. You've got lots of time to prepare for it, and I just heard that come in with Leighton. And Leighton, when you look at that, I mean, you've got an arrow, you've got a bow, I think it's about letting your arrows fly, I think, is like there's a thing about your children are your children are the arrows in your quiver, and you shoot them out at the world at some point. So just looking at this this flyer, is this something you'd be, if you'd be a father, would you be interested in attending?
Yeah, I think so.
Does anything stand out?
Oh my word. you have lunch at 2 o'clock, and then at 1:30 to 1:50 you have worship time and offering.
Is there anything else? So
the lunch is wrong.
And I'll have this flyer up on the website, so you can check it out yourself. See if you notice anything. And if I guess maybe I'll just need to point it out to Layton if he doesn't see it.
I'm pretty blind.
Okay, well,
this is the flyer that's at church.
Wait, there's marijuana leaves.
There's marijuana leaves on this flyer. Yes.
Oh my word.
So hopefully you'll spot it quicker than Layton did, but it'll be over on the website. You can check it out.
A very compelling reason to attend.
Exactly. I mean, I am curious now. What is maybe they're catering to a younger crowd
for the break. Well, and like the break time, right? They might have some kind of special brownies. It's really gonna make the spirit move.
It looks almost intentional, unless they just simply used a theme for it. But like, it's, I mean, the placement of the leaves and stuff is very artistic.
Yeah, you know, it took some time to do.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Well, that's all I've got for that. So. Layton, tell us a little bit about what's happening at Hillcrest, and then Jeffy, if you don't have anything that you want to talk about, that's fine.
Well, not that much is happening at Hillcrest right now. What the world? I don't know. We're just milling through life down here. Everything's pretty much regular. I'm getting exceptionally good at ping pong. I'm, like, starting to consistently beat the guys who, like, at the beginning, they would crush me every time. But now I'm, like, beating them 50-50.
That's impressive.
It's pretty neat. That's cool. It's uber hot. The girls' dorm has had it pretty rough this past week. This past week, they've had, at one point, their electricity was out, they had no air conditioning, and they had no hot water. Like, all at the same time. And that only lasted for, like, a day, where all three of those things were not working. The air conditioning did not work for pretty much a full week.
Wow, and it's probably like 80 degrees at least at the hottest.
That's a cold day. We're talking like an average of 92, 93 every day.
Wow. How cool does it get in the evening?
In the evening, it drops down to maybe like 76, 77, something like that. And it's very humid down here too. Oh. I don't understand how the girls did it. I know that if it would have been the guys' dorm, we would have made the biggest fuss about it. yeah.
All right. Well.
It's sad.
Jeff, did you have anything that you wanted to discuss?
Not at the moment. I may come across something interesting, but no.
Okay. This sounds like a normal French Press podcast episode then. to be fair, I don't want to throw anyone under the bus, but we did have a guest lined up that canceled just previously to the show. And so he will be on next week. So I'm looking forward to that. So we're a little bit light on content this week, and Eric is busy as well. Usually he'd maybe have a news story for us. And Theodore is fishing up in Minnesota, so he's not here to give us a word. We know what it means, but where does it come from? So I think with that, I think we're going to go ahead and wrap it up. Shorter episode. But do check out the poll and do give your input on that. And if you have an idea for a poll that you'd be curious to know what people are thinking, just send us a Facebook message or an email, mail@frenchpresspodcast.com. And we'll get that poll set up.
Hey, wait. Jeff.
Yes.
Are you ready for me to come back to work?
Oh, I am so ready.
I've heard that like the shop is so boring with me gone.
I heard they're getting a lot of work done, is what I heard. Productivity has just skyrocketed.
It has skyrocketed.
I'll tease one other thing. We're going to start not really reviewing, but discussing new products that we come across. And the one, remember probably a few years ago, we had that Shista stick, which was a caffeine e-cigarette, for lack of a better word. It looks like a cigarette, but it's caffeine vapors. And so
yes.
We've got some things similar to that coming up, and it's something we want to make more of a regular part of the podcast, is discussing and trying new edible things or maybe just new gadgets that we come across, and just for entertainment purposes.
Right. Do we have any single thoughts?
Not this week, no.
Shoot.
But that is a good point. If you have a single thought, I don't have it set up yet where you can record yourself, but that will be coming. But if you do have a single thought, just send a Facebook message to us or an email, like I mentioned earlier, and we'll read it on the episode. And keep it short. It's best if it's concise. I think it's more meaningful that way.
Keep it short and unsweet.
That's exactly. Yeah. All right, well, that's all we've got going for this week, guys. Thank you for listening. Do check back next week again. We'll either be recording Sunday, Monday, or Thursday, and a new episode will be available for you. And I had said a while ago that the French Press would be available on Google's podcasting platform, and it is there. If you're an Android person, you can search for podcasts in the Google Music app, I believe is what it's called. And we'll show up there, French Press Podcast. So thank you for listening, and everyone have a good week. And Leighton, we're looking forward to having you back.
Yes! I have like 2 weeks left. Oh, word of the week.
Yes, word of the week.
Word of the week is short.
Short. Short and sweet.
Yes.